The ongoing renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico is currently at an impasse following the fourth round of negotiations. In the last round, there were some very aggressive proposals that were put forward by the U.S. and other countries, and the decision was made by the three to take some additional time to analyze and digest the proposals before coming back together and continuing the negotiations. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about how this progress, or lack thereof, affects the U.S. cotton industry.
There continues to be a relatively high level of concern about the potential implications from this renegotiation and the ongoing discussion in some areas of the U.S. government about possibly a withdrawal from NAFTA before a new agreement is negotiated. So all of those things are creating nervousness within the ag sector, given the importance of Mexico and Canada, particularly for the U.S. cotton industry, the fact that Mexico is a top five export market for U.S. cotton fiber, and also our number two export market for cotton textile and apparel products. National Cotton Council is continuing to work closely with a very broad range of other agricultural groups as part of a coalition here in Washington to try to continue to stress to the administration and those in Congress the importance of doing no harm when it comes to renegotiating NAFTA. But for the cotton and textile sector, the opportunities that do exist to try to improve some of the provisions to ensure that the textile benefits that are part of NAFTA are only accruing to the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, and not to outside countries that may be trying to transship certain textile products into the U.S. market. And so that's one area of improvement that we are seeking as part of the NAFTA renegotiation. At this time, it's expected that those negotiations will continue to occur at least through the first quarter of 2018 before we see any conclusion.